Lesson 6. Stakeholder engagement in construction and maintenance, including rationale and engagement techniques. This lesson aims to cover mainly key learning objective 4 for this course, to analyze a mass displacement scenario and anticipate built environment related problems or issues, and to make recommendations to solve or alleviate them in terms of construction and facilities management. And partly, learning objective 2, to communicate and discuss issues using appropriate terminology relating to mass displacement with specific reference to construction and facilities management of the built environment. The lesson introduces learners to the meaning of stakeholder, outlining the stakeholders involved in building construction maintenance specifically with regards to mass displacement and their relevant roles. Stakeholder is the term used in most instances to refer to individuals or groups who have an interest or role in the project, program, or portfolio, or are impacted by it. In the mass displacement context, these include clients, project sponsors, project managers, project members, technical and financial service providers, internal and external consultants, materials and equipment suppliers, on-site staff, contractors and subcontractors, and users. The focus of the lesson is on built environment professionals who are stakeholders in building construction and maintenance for resettling people who have been forcefully displaced from their usual place of habitation, which could be internal or international displacement. However, others outside the construction sector are also involved, such as governments, local officials, non-governmental organizations such as the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction. Also, non-UN humanitarian partner organizations, private sector organizations, educational institutions, communities, media, and other allied groups providing support services that assist during the response phase of an acute emergency situation which overwhelms the resources of both local and state governments. Examples of such support service groups are urban search and rescue, transportation, firefighting, mass care, housing and human services, to mention a few. Different types of stakeholders are also considered, such as internal stakeholders, that is, the contractors and crew that are involved in the process, indirect stakeholders, those who are indirectly involved in the project, such as donor organizations who are not directly involved in the project, governments and municipalities, public services. Active stakeholders are those who can have a positive impact on the project. These are people or organizations who could often also be direct stakeholders who benefit from the success of the project. Negative stakeholders are those who can have a negative impact on the project. These are often people or organizations that are not directly involved in the project, but are nevertheless influential in some way. Secondly, the lesson presents the rationale behind stakeholder identification, identifying the stakeholders that will be vital to engage with for disaster risk management. Before, during, and after the occurrence of a disaster will make the project or program more effective. Doing research on emergency situations that have occurred before, working with the lessons learnt from them to identify the key stakeholders and the activities that have taken place before, putting into consideration the expertise and experience of each stakeholder, is deemed good practice. One of the tools of stakeholder identification is the Stakeholder Engagement Assessment Matrix. According to the Association for Project Management, the Stakeholder Engagement Assessment Matrix is a simple yet powerful project management technique to document desired and monitor actual engagement levels of stakeholders. It helps identify potential gaps in the involvement of stakeholders. Next, the lesson gives an overview of stakeholder engagement and the importance of stakeholder engagement in resettling the displaced. Stakeholders are an essential asset for the continued success of any business or organization because their engagements and inputs can result in great achievements for the company in future. They can help locate additional resources or offer insights into new opportunities for growth or different approaches to problems. Some stakeholders might have multiple concerns, hence would be splitting their time to meet up on all responsibilities, and some might just not understand how things are going. Hence the need for continuous engagement to keep them informed and interested in order to benefit from their wealth of experience, expertise, and advice. Stakeholder engagement also refers to the relationship between an organization and its stakeholders. These relationships affect individuals and their organizations and can have a positive or negative impact on any successful project. These relationships must be nurtured in order for the project to be successful and effective. In other words, maintaining close interaction with the stakeholders will lead to effective solutions, saving time and sometimes cost. The stakeholders during rebuilding from mass displacement must have a forward-thinking approach in order to minimize the negative impact on the project or program. They can contribute to the success of the project and can also reduce its success through their behaviors or attitudes. Stakeholder behavior can be divided into three categories: observed behavior, the potential for collaboration, and the threat of competition. The next part of the lesson discusses stakeholder theory and how it impacts stakeholder engagement. Stakeholder theory calls for decision makers to balance stakeholder interests, but before this can happen, management must understand how other parties view its decisions. Effective stakeholder dialogues convened to reach this understanding require management to appreciate how others perceive the risks posed by their decisions. In the process of stakeholder management, the project team head must have a knowledge of the stakeholders, study and analyze their expertise, behaviors, and attitudes so as to have a considerable knowledge of the stakeholders. Stakeholder knowledge can be an influencing factor on projects that are constructed during mass displacement. Developing the ability to understand each one and explain the relationship and extent of the behavior and interactions expected between the different stakeholders. Therefore, stakeholder theory advocates the need to identify, understand, and manage all stakeholders so as to have effective monitoring of their involvement in the project. All stakeholders must be kept engaged continuously to keep them informed and interested in order to benefit from their wealth of experience, expertise, and advice. The lesson further discusses how to keep stakeholders engaged. Stakeholders can be kept engaged through targeted, thoughtful experiences, meeting with them in person where possible, giving periodic updates with questions, sending out newsletters from time to time. Lastly, the lesson analyzes the five steps of the stakeholder engagement process. These are identify, analyze, plan, act, and review. Identify and understand the interests, influence, interdependencies, and possible impacts of your stakeholders. Analyze your stakeholders to gain insights. Once we know who our stakeholders are, we need to understand them. Plan how you will develop your approach to engaging your stakeholders to meet your objectives. Act on your plans and handle any resistance you encounter, and review progress and re-engage to make further progress.